This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk about credit a good deal on the program, mostly the debt markets, bonds. Today, cards, credit cards, and how banks and card issuers are trying to adjust to this changing economy. Chase said this week it's going to be raising the annual fee on its premium credit card, Sapphire Reserve, it's called. The fee is going up $100 to $550 all told. Not cheap. But it's also not like Chase is the first to bump its top-line cards. American Express and Citi have done the same, betting that users are still going to think the rewards are worth the costs. Rewards that are, by the way, beginning to change, as Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
Chase will keep the Reserve's $300 travel credit, and it's offering a few new perks. Discounts at the food delivery service DoorDash, a year of cheaper Lyft rides. Andrew Davidson at the research firm Compra Media says it's a sign Chase is ratcheting up the competition for young people's business.
Trying to offer a lifestyle and meet the needs of young consumers and how they live their lives today.
Chase isn't the only bank appealing to the stereotypical, convenience-driven millennial. American Express's Platinum card offers $200 in Uber credits. Davidson says non-premium cards are starting to offer lifestyle benefits too.
Wells Fargo offers additional cash back on things like streaming and ride sharing. You now have the Apple card as well that offers 3% back at Uber.
Hiking an annual fee can help a bank recoup some of the costs of reward programs and sign-up bonuses, says Matt Schultz at comparecards.com.
These rewards aren't free, and they definitely hit the banks on their bottom line.
For customers to hold on to these expensive cards, they'll have to, you know, actually want to use those lifestyle services. Michael Smart got a Chase Sapphire Reserve card 3 years ago. He's 29, lives in San Francisco, but he's a little skeptical about paying another $100 a year for the new benefits.
DoorDash, I never loved the interface, never loved the app, and now I feel like I need to like use this credit, otherwise I'm not getting the benefit of the card, and I don't like feeling that way.
Smart says he'll hang on to the card for now, but if the rewards don't seem worth it, he'll probably downgrade to a cheaper card. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.